Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. I'm back. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squibble. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael Danaskin, what the P stands for, Johnson. We are missing the queen of improv, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, a tofu taster, Miss Allie Mack. She is, you know what? I don't even think she's not even on assignment, is she? She's just out. She's taking
no,
a
yeah,
she's much needed time.
She gave you the benefit of the doubt and said he has much deserved time to off. I think we should do
that's
the
what,
same thing.
That's what I said. She much deserved time. I appreciate it. You know, because sometimes when you see somebody's on assignment, it's not even really true. Anyways, and we have the one and only my little brother in the business, a creepy waving Dylan Matthews. I am not happy with you, Dylan. We'll get to that later.
I don't know how much longer we can even wait to be able to get to that. Let me hit a couple of these headlines off the top. MLB playoffs. Mariners take a 2-1 series lead over the Tigers. They get the 8-4 win. Yankees, the comeback win. Aaron Judge Tater, they stay alive with a 9-6 win to force game 4. All the teams are in action tonight. We got an NFL trade. Joe Flacco headed to the Bengals. I don't know if that's an upgrade or not. NCAA adopting new transfer portal rules and dates. We'll get into that, obviously, throughout the day. Jonathan Gannon fined $100,000 for his contact or incident on the sidelines with the Arizona Cardinals. And LeBron, the announcement, part two. He chooses Hennessy. I think we'll stop right there for just one second. I think we all knew Dylan yesterday talking about this. It's absolutely ridiculous, a marketing ploy. I thought it would be prime. I didn't see him going to Hennessy, but just kind of is what it is. Nothing shocking there.
Yeah, I think the main thing that we were trying to guess on is, okay, what product is he about to be promoted for this decision?
What's the launch?
The decision is what product is he getting some bags from. So yeah. It's all good. He gets some Hennessy VSOP. So Le Henny is what they're calling it now.
Yeah, because I'm sure he needed something free. The best part is that I heard more about Jonathan Gannon's incident with the running back, McCarty, whatever you pronounce his name, then I did this lame-ass decision part two crap with LeBron, so which I'm glad.
I was going to say, I think that's you know, we brought it up yesterday just because it was all over, and I kind of made this comment yesterday. Like, it was almost disappointing to me that it was on the front page of ESPN and CBS, and CBS Sports. I was like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing? Y'all are going to buy the hype on this? Like, y'all are really going to go down this route? And try to report on this as if it's, you know, really a thing. It's just not. You know, so I'm curious to see what the kind of not fallout off of that, but I don't know that he can go back to the well. I think LeBron's cooked as far as these publication things go of trying to make noise with his you know, Instagram announcements or whatever it is.
Yeah, and I don't want to get stuck on the LeBron talk just because it's football season and we play Monday and it's Wednesday and it's kind of time to turn towards that. But I would say that as much respect as I give him for how he's handled his business, you know, on and off the court with being exactly what he was hyped to be and yeah. And basically walking a pretty straight line and not, you know, he's had no real controversies outside other than stupid stuff like the decision and did he have Bronny drafted? Other than those little things, which really aren't a big deal, it almost feels like the NBA is kind of ready to move on to the next superstar. And kind of really crown that, because I just feel like 10 years ago, this whole thing would have been a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And also, it was bad timing. Don't do it during football season.
Well, you're doing it at noon on a Tuesday. It's kind of like, you know, kind of is what it is. You're right. We do have a lot of football to get to. Just real quick before we get to some of the Falcons notes coming out of yesterday, Raheem Morris did speak. I got to ask you if you were able to catch up on the Twitters to Dylan's top five chicken sandwich list.
This is abysmal. So here's the deal.
Careful.
All right. First off, you don't tell me careful.
That was disrespectful, Dylan. That's it. Back up.
First off, I obviously had time off. I have still been taking pork chop to her meemaw's. However, the last 2 days it did not happen. Meemaw was sick, so it's been so. My point of telling you that is not to tell you that my mother-in-law's sick. The point is that's what I've been listening to you guys. So I've been listening for an hour at a time, but I haven't listened as much the last 2 days. I listened for like a 15-minute span Monday driving to Kroger and back, and then yesterday I put pork chop down for her first morning nap, and I said, "Man, I'm gonna do an iRace," and I put in my AirPods. And I pull it on, you know, the Odyssey app, and I hear the, and I'd missed top five. I forgot it was top five Tuesday, but it could. But anyways, it didn't time up, and it's 8 o'clock, and I hear Mike go, "Yeah, I'm sure Bo's listening somewhere on his AirPods," and I just bet he's going to kill Dylan for that top five list. And then I hear you revisit
the
list.
Have something to say,
and I go, "Holy hell, what human being with real taste buds?" Puts a fried chicken sandwich from Burger King on their top five list. With all due respect to Burger King, let's just say what they do best, and that's something. Anything flame broiled is good.
It's the word in the name.
Have you had the Royal Crispy Bowl?
No, you know why?
Why?
Because I wouldn't even think to. I wouldn't because I have more respect for a fried chicken sandwich than to try it. Let me tell you something. Where I go for my fried chicken sandwiches, Popeyes. Okay, Chick-fil-A. I would go to KFC. Back in the day, I would have went to Mrs. Winner's.
Oh, Mrs. Winner's a good call. I forgot about them. They were really good.
The best biscuits around. Best chicken biscuit as far as best chicken place that makes biscuits, Mrs. Winner's.
Yes.
And their sweet tea was fire, too.
O-W. But your problem is, Bo, you haven't tried the Royal Crispy. Once you try the Royal Crispy, then you'll understand.
I'm not trying anything that tries to call itself a Royal Crispy.
This man is back in rare form already, Dylan. He's in rare form.
He came in ready, boy. Guns a blazing.
Somehow I asked about a chicken sandwich, and we got iRacing and Meemaw thrown in there. I don't even know how we. I don't know
how
we got
there. The Mrs. Winner's nugget was good too. Let's not overshadow that.
Thank you, Dylan.
All right, man. We do got to get some Falcons news and notes. Yesterday, Raheem Morris was at the podium. Let's start here. We have obviously when you're coming off a bye week, it's an early bye week. A lot of questions about some of the guys that are dinged up. Raheem Morris gave us injury updates on some of the guys.
Yeah, well, Mooney, we'll get more information as the week goes. Same thing as how those guys go out of that game. Had the bye week. Obviously, we'll get more information on him when we start practicing and some of those different things. And the same with Hodge. Hodge will be doing some things with us, you know, in practice. But we'll get a better feel for those guys as we move towards the week.
Sounds promising. All right, let's stop there. And, Dylan, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about A.J. Terrell and what he had to say.
Then A.J. probably to be the significant one that we look forward to getting back this game. You know, obviously he'll be out there practicing with us all week, and we'll take it all right to game time, and I'm feeling good about it.
I'm not shocked to hear that, because if it had been any longer than past the bye week, I think that you would have probably looked at putting him on short-term IR and giving him 4 weeks and really allowing him to kind of heal. But maybe I'm wrong at that. But, man, getting him back in the lineup in a game like this is absolutely massive, as long as he's at 100%.
I think you're right. I think if they didn't have that bye week, he would have went on short-term IR. Although you have to be careful with that short-term IR, because you only get so many, I think.
I think it's 7.
Yeah, so you have to be careful using one so early. But I actually tend to believe you. I actually think A.J. plays. I always thought A.J. played coming off of a bye. He missed 2 weeks, coming off a bye and then a long week. I would tell you that this is going to sound hateful.
Uh-oh.
But if I get 2025 Darnell Mooney, then I don't care if he rests. If I get 2024 Darnell Mooney, then that's the guy I need on the I need that guy. I really need that guy. And I know it's unfair, but he just has not been very good so far.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think it's unfair. I mean, it'd be unfair if you were talking about, you know, his personality or something I think that he would admit that he was much better a year ago. Now, my question would be about Darnell Mooney coming into this weekend, or actually not this weekend. It's a Monday Night Football game. My question about Darnell Mooney would be, did the bye week help him mentally reset? I get the feeling watching him, and we kind of talked about this before you went on vacation. I get the feeling watching him that the injury and everything else and then going into the season and, you know, ramping up has kind of bogged him down. Like, mentally, he looks mad about something. Like, every time that there's a pass that he doesn't catch, he's had a couple of drops, anytime he's targeted, even when he's made grabs, it seems like that Darnell has gotten up off the ground and looked angry as he's looked back towards the quarterback position.
Look, man, I don't know. This to me gets down in an ESPN type conversation. What I'm about to say is, but I just wonder the chemistry. And look, I knew that there wouldn't be much last year because you thrown in there with three games. But it feels like the connection he had with Kirk has never been there, the same that he has with Penix. And because it felt like with him and Kirk, they were on the same wavelength where he knew what there was an understanding of. If you see this, you're going to get at the bat, and if I see this, I'm gonna throw to you in these situations that like really just like the go back to the game against the Thursday night game against Tampa last year.
Sure,
where he Arch just told me, dude, you don't throw that ball. And he goes up the ladder. Darnell's he's a smaller guy, only 5'11", but he puts him up the bat, up the ladder in the middle of the field with there was a safety in there and a DB was on it, but he put him up the bat, and it just feels like those plays were made because they were thinking the same thing and they knew what the other guy was going to do. And I just don't feel that way with Penix and Mooney. And I don't know if it's reps. I know that they worked together in the offseason, but then you missed those reps in camp.
Well, remember, he didn't play week 18 last year either.
I know,
and he misses week one. So he has had less reps with Michael Penix than any of these other players that Michael Penix is throwing to.
And that's, to me, that what you're saying you're seeing, I see it, but I feel like that's leading to that frustration.
You're probably right. What I was reading is frustration with his health. And the thing is, whenever a wide receiver is rusty, it's almost always after like a hamstring injury, a groin, a calf, something like that, maybe a foot injury. Like, he had a shoulder. And usually that's not something you see that wide receivers get frustrated about. Like, he's just running, right? Even when he's running routes. Now, has there been some plays where he's contacted the ground? Yeah. You talk about the comeback throw, in the end zone. Yeah, he's on the ground. The ball that was in his hands and out of his hands last weekend, where he finishes and kind of gets pushed to the ground out of bounds. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's when his shoulder is contacting the ground, and maybe that's where his frustration is. But there's definitely something amiss just with his personality, and I don't know what it is.
And I hate it because we've talked to Darnell. Like, he's a great dude. He's the guy that you, like, he's that dude that you hated going against, but you loved having with you. Because there is a real tenacity to his personality, like the way he plays, the way he handles his business. And I think that's probably the most frustrating thing for me is the guy I'm seeing is not the guy I think I know.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. And we actually tossed it around yesterday, you know, some of the gadgetry that Andy Reid is able to use with Xavier Worthy. And we did throw around, hey, Darnell Mooney's got speed like that. Would you like to get him open field? But if there is a shoulder issue and every time he contacts the ground, you know, that's a problem, then you don't go that route.
I know we got to get the break, but is that a thing where you almost treat him like, you know how you treat a young quarterback where you're like, hey, let's throw him a couple of quick completions to get him kind of comfortable, you know, early in a start when it's one of his first couple starts. Is it kind of the same thing with Darnell? Like, let's throw him like a quick yak play. A play where if he can get the ball in open space, he can create some yak yardage and maybe kind of get his confidence flowing.
I have an interesting answer for your question, but I'm going to wait till the other side of the break to get to it. We got to go to break. When we do come back, you're going to hear more from the Atlanta Falcons, the players that talked yesterday. Caden Ellis, Xavier Watts, we're talking about all that early success on defense. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.